Right. I'm here at BVSC with the Ageing Better team, or a bit of the Ageing Better team. Can you introduce yourself first, please?
Yeah, my name is Elina Svantesson. I work in the Ageing Better team as a Ageing Better coordinator.
And
hello, I'm Diane Waring, and I'm on the funding group and several other things of the Ageing Better.
Lovely. You've just spent a bit of time with the people who've come up from Camden, from Somerstown. Yeah. Can you explain for me the sort of two key areas that you're working on here in Birmingham?
So basically, in Birmingham, it's a £6 million project. It's part of obviously the big lottery fund has given this money. It's a six-year programme that we're running. It's one of the biggest ones in England, so the other bigger one is Manchester. But what we're doing, basically, one of the key focuses that we're doing is creating local networks, so basically groups of people who live in the local area, and to get people who also live in their local area together. So basically neighbours coming together to create activities to get isolated people out of the house. So those activities could be anything from exercises such as walking football or Tai Chi or Bosnian traditional folk dance, which we've had starting up, which is great, yeah. To cooking lessons, kind of English classes, how to use smartphones, to basically just getting together over a bite to eat and that kind of thing. It's really diverse. It's really focused on the local community and getting people together and really using what we call assets in the community. So local venues, local people, it could be the knowledge of a local leader, and that kind of thing.
So how do you support those? If I had a neighbour who was older than me and I thought actually there's stuff we could start doing and maybe involve other people, how would you support that?
So what we have in place is something called the Ageing Better Fund. So the fund is there to really support anyone who wants to get together and create this kind of activity to get isolated people out of the house. So the fund can support activities. We can help pay for activities up to £2,000. So we have a panel who makes a decision on a monthly basis. So Diane is here. She's one of our Age of Experience group members. So she helps make the decision as well. But ultimately, the program exists of, we have five different key areas. So we're looking at citywide. We have two thematics. So it's LGBT, people over the age of 50, who are gay, lesbian, transgender, and so on. And also carers in Birmingham. We have 100,000 carers in Birmingham, so it's a big group of people who are isolated because of their responsibilities. We have identified Tyburn and Sparkbrook as two areas where people are also specifically isolated. So all of those areas, we have something called Ageing Better Hubs in. So they're local organisations who have people in place to support people who want to apply to the fund. So they can go online or they can meet these people in person. These people will come to you if you have an idea.
Okay, Diane, so your involvement is what?
I'm on the funding panel, which is every month. And I very much enjoy the feeling that I'm being a help in the community and bringing isolated people together.
So what exactly, it sounds like a silly question because it sounds obvious, but what exactly do? You sit on this panel and make decisions about whether an application for funding seems right?
Yes, we all join together and we have to agree on it. Obviously, we look through the bids, and we and then we see if we think it's a viable situation or not, whether it's sustainable or not, whether the people are really involved or not, because some of them are slightly less obvious than others in that respect, you know.
And have you've got some criteria? It's a combination of criteria and instinct and experience.
Yes, it's all of those things. It has to be really. And I think that's why people of this age group got more experience of life and they've probably got a bit more insight in many ways. Not always, but many ways, I think so. And it's a good feeling to feel that you're doing something that will benefit people.
And when you find a bid that feels right, what sort of elements has it got in it?
Well, it's got to be a sustainable thing. It's got to be something that can carry on and that people are interested in carrying on with, because there's no point in starting it off and then it sort of fizzles out because people don't take a real interest. But I think most people are very dedicated to what they do, to, you know, once they get it off the ground, and then it really takes off, and then people think, how didn't we do this before? You know, why didn't we do this before? Because now we're really flying with it, you know, and we're really enjoying our lives, which is the most important, isn't it? It's just the most important thing, to sustain life by being happy. So that's what I'm very glad to help in any way whatsoever.
Sounds fantastic. Thank
it's
you.
It's wonderful.
Thank
it's
you
my
both.
Pleasure.
Thanks.